This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have 74 degrees in Chapel Hill and cloudy for the most part all day today. Partly sunny, a little bit of sunshine, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, chance of rain is 30%. Now tonight, also 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms about 40% and the high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, low 72, and then on Thursday, more rain in the forecast, 80% chance of it, with a high in the middle 80s. So a little bit of change from yesterday's forecast, but not a lot. Protesters rally for abortion rights at the 10th Moral Monday outside the North Carolina General Assembly yesterday, and inside, 64 people were arrested. This coming less than a week after a bill calling for tighter abortion laws pushed through the state Senate in less than 24 hours with little public notice. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more with this report.
Since the first Moral Monday in late April, more than 700 people have been arrested in the weekly protests against the legislation of the Republican-led General Assembly. This week, many protesters wore pink in honor of women's reproductive rights.
It's really shocking how this General Assembly feels that they can just railroad through bills without any respect for democratic process, without providing people even just the most basic form of notice.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He was one of more than 1,000 who attended the rally. Many protesters were outraged over House Bill 695, which would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. All others would effectively have to close. Inside the State House, Janet Combe, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina, was among those arrested. Combe's colleague, Melissa Reed, spoke to the media before the protest.
These attacks on women's health are dangerous.
That's right.
And they are deeply unpopular. And that's why these politicians continue to try to sneak them in with special sessions, with midnight votes, with hearings without witnesses. And the North Carolina General Assembly has tried to bully, shame, and dismiss North Carolina women and their families this entire session.
Kleinschmidt says he does not support the way in which House Bill 695 was tacked onto another bill and hastily passed in the Senate.
It's just a general outrage for the lack of respect for the citizens of North Carolina and democracy, along with, the whole array of issues.
Christine Lang, a mother from Chatham County, says the bill was the last straw for her.
They slid those abortion restrictions through. It just infuriates me for myself and my daughter.
UNC senior Carrie Hanlon was one of many male students from Chapel Hill who attended the rally in support of women's reproductive rights.
Being a feminist, having a lot of female friends who are very pro-choice like myself and really believe in women's reproductive rights and don't believe it is the job of our legislature to be focusing on this right now when there are bigger issues like the unemployment rate. And that's what's really, really bothering me. That's got me fired up and ready to go right now.
Junior Patrick Mateer came out to his second Moral Monday in support of his friends and his mother, all who could be affected by abortion restrictions.
It's not just a issue that they can support. We can be allies and support each other. And if you think a bill is wrong, even if it doesn't affect you, I feel I should come out and support and try to change the legislative's opinion.
NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced that next Monday's rally will feature all female speakers. Barber also said that on August 28th, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, the NAACP will hold rallies in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Led by Planned Parenthood of North Carolina, protesters will gather once again today to rally against the General Assembly's efforts to restrict abortion access. House Bill 695 will be discussed by the House's Health and Human Services Committee and could potentially be up for a vote later in the day when the full House convenes for session. The bill, which was passed by the Senate in less than 24 hours last week, would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. The demonstration, called Stand With North Carolina Women, Stop HB 695, is set for 9 a.m. this morning in Halifax Mall, the same location for the Moral Monday protest. Organizers are calling for attendees to wear pink or purple in support of women's reproductive rights. An estimated 600 protesters gathered during the Senate deliberation of the bill last Wednesday, including Chapel Hill Town Council member Sally Green. Governor Pat McCrory is trying to push a tax overhaul agreement over the finish line that would in turn lead to legislators passing an overdue North Carolina state budget. But McCrory prefers to limit the scope of tax changes and doesn't want them siphoning away too much money. McCrory told reporters yesterday he and House and Senate leaders are very close to getting a tax plan completed, but says he wants any deal sent to his desk to provide sufficient revenues to pay for the basics of operating state government. The Senate's latest version wouldn't be phased in through 2018 and would result in nearly $1 billion less in revenue that year than currently projected. He says he'd prefer making tax changes through 2015 before reassessing. WCHL News Time, 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Louise Barnum. I'm a broker at Weaver Street. I've been an owner since 1987. I've been partners with Gary and Jay since then, and that's longer than many marriages. I chose Weaver Street because they were not a traditional firm focused on interesting properties, and I felt like I could grow in a way that I couldn't if it was a place where I had to wear a certain color of coat.
Louise Barnum prides herself on being a good listener.
When folks come to me and say, we want you to help us find a house, I stop them and say, where do you work? Where's your community? What do you need to get to? How much time do you want to spend outside? Because that's about your lifestyle. A house, it's a sanctuary, the place that you go to regroup and to heal and to eat and to sleep and to rest yourself, and there's usually lifestyle issues around that.
You really get to know your customers really well. I mean, you spend a lot of time with them, and you get to know what they're like, not just what they want.
Oh, absolutely.
You enjoy that part of it?
That's the part that I love about it. I love the problem solving and being deeply involved with people in a critical, expensive decision. I'm a quiet, introverted human being. I love the intensity. I love the trust you have to have between your client and yourself. I love pulling my best effort for somebody. It matters a lot to me.
It's easy to find out more about Weaver Street Realty.
We have a dynamite website that we spent lots of time creating. It's fun. It gives a really good flavor of who we are as individuals. And that's at www.weaverstreetrealty.com.
Louise Barnum and your friends at Weaver Street Realty are in a beautiful old building at 116 East Main Street.
It's a wonderful spot, and we're very grateful to be there and to be an anchor for Carrboro.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 in WCHL. On Monday, a three-judge panel upheld the district boundaries for North Carolina's legislative and congressional seats drawn by Republicans. The Superior Court judges unanimously decided that the lines don't damage constitutional rights of citizens, an argument previously made by Democratic voters, civil rights groups, and election advocates who sued over the lines and claimed they were racial gerrymanders. The lawsuits filed in November of 2011 argued that the maps created legislative districts in which black residents composed the majority of the voting age population. Opponents claimed the GOP illegally grouped black voters into sprawling districts and failed to keep whole counties within districts. However, Monday's decision was a victory for GOP legislative leaders, as the ruling states, quoting here, the redistricting plans do not impair the constitutional rights of the citizens of North Carolina, as those rights are defined by law. Attorneys representing the state and legislative leaders also said the maps were fair and in line with previous federal and state redistricting decisions. The lines are supposed to be used through the 2020 elections, though the decision could be appealed to the state Supreme Court. The ruling upholds that each judge independently and collectively arrived at the conclusions, despite their differing ideological and political outlooks. The North Carolina Highway Patrol says 13 people were killed on the state streets and highways during the July 4th holiday period. The death toll is one less than for the same holiday period in 2012. Two people were killed in a traffic accident in North Carolina 101 east of Havelock. A statement from the patrol said the numbers are preliminary and are based on collisions reported to the patrol as of Sunday. WCHL News Time, 617. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget, Friday's on the front porch. Always a good time starting at 5 p.m. on Friday to wrap up your week in a good way. It is moving along pretty smoothly this morning. What traffic there is, not much. Don't forget to keep your headlights on for a while this morning. It's still rather dark out there, and that situation will certainly change when it does. Rand Northam will be here reporting on traffic throughout the morning on WCHL. But right now, everything is copacetic. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by your friends at Grimble Jewelers, namely Berkeley Grimble. Berkeley has everything you need at a jewelry store, engagement rings, a custom piece of jewelry you've been dreaming of. Talk to Berkeley about it, and he can create it for you. Grimble Jewelers is always there. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for the afternoon. High today about 88. Chance of rain is 30%. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers, and mostly cloudy after midnight as well. Overnight low in the low 70s. Chance of rain 30%. Now tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon, and the highs once again in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, more of the same with the lows in the low 70s. On Thursday, we'll have an 80% chance of rain, and maybe showers, maybe thunder showers, high in the middle 80s. 619, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Hey, Chris, late for swim practice, no?
I decided it wasn't really my thing.
But you liked swimming, and with your grades down last semester, at least it could help with college. Oh, some kid, Frank, came by. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Hey, where are your new sneakers?
Oh, I forgot them at school.
Well, you seem to be forgetting a lot lately.
The signs are there. So is our help. For advice on coping with teen drug use, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The category tonight, this is perfect. And these are hard-working men and women. Hard-working men and women. They should not be overlooked. You were lucky to have them. And the category, top 10 thoughts going through a lifeguard's mind on a typical day. They're out there on the beach broiling their brains out. And they each of them, they have a sector that they have to guard, and it's several miles of coastline that they're responsible for keeping safe. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, presenting tonight's top 10 list, please welcome 10 area lifeguards. Thank you very much for being here. The category, top 10 thoughts going through a lifeguard's mind on a typical day. Number 10, Christian Velasquez.
Just had lunch, so I'll wait 30 minutes before rescuing someone.
Number 9, Christina Seibarth.
Shark. No, wait. That's a guy with a hump.
That's a guy. That's a guy with a hump. Number 8, Ian Moritz.
Americans are more buoyant than ever.
Yeah. Good news, Americans. Number 7, Bernie Chester.
I love being half naked and staring at people.
Yeah, who doesn't? Tell me about it. Number six, Graham Howe.
How long was I asleep?
Number five, Renata Aziz Bayeva.
The seagulls are talking to me.
Number four, Jonathan Cologne.
Give me a second. I'm working on my tan.
Yeah, that's right. Number three, Christina Nicholas.
Getting paid to sit in a chair and do nothing? I'm Letterman.
I heard that.
And you're right here.
Right here.
Sitting right there.
Number two, Sadie Ramos.
Maybe I should be facing the water.
And the number one thought going through a lifeguard's mind on a typical day, Jeff Kalzinski.
Help or kelp? Who cares?
David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. Talking to lifeguards this morning.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. Dave's guests, Adam Sandler and Joseph Arthur. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning. It is 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Two UNC football standouts are on the radar for two of the game's top awards. Senior defensive end Kareem Martin is on the Bednarik Award list for the nation's best defensive player. Senior quarterback Bren Renner is a candidate for the Maxwell Award, which is given to the National Player of the Year. Martin leads Carolina's defensive roster, tallying 40 tackles, including 15.5 for a combined loss of 56 yards. He also had four sacks, three pass breakups, and eight quarterback hurries in the 2012 season. Bren Renner comes back to Chapel Hill after a strong 2012 campaign. Renner passed for 3,356 yards and a school record 28 touchdowns. The watch list incorporates players from several football bowl subdivision programs and divisions from coast to coast. Today, the watch list for the Mackey Award, the nation's most outstanding tight end, and Remington Trophy, the nation's premier center, will be announced. Again, congratulations to Kareem Martin and Bren Renner, drawing a little preseason attention. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Good morning. It is 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Balance of Nature. Whole fruits and veggies in all natural capsules. Visit balanceofnature.com. This is Charles Osgood. CT scans are amazing tools of medicine. Doctors use them to find problems they otherwise might not be able to detect. But a new study suggests that parents need to be told more about possible risks. The story after this. We hear it all the time. Eat your fruits and veggies. But which fruits and veggies? How many of them a day? Gets a little confusing after a while, doesn't it? That's why I take Balance of Nature capsules. A concentrated blend of 31 whole fruits and veggies. No extracts, no fillers, nothing artificial at all. Just the way nature intended. To order now, call Balance of Nature at 1-800-246-8751. And use my last name, Osgood, to get a special discount. Or visit them online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Doctors sometimes use CT scanners to get inside your head, literally. But there's new concern about the use of CT machines on children. Dr. Kathy Boutis is an emergency physician at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, and a lead author of a new study published in the journal Pediatrics. It suggests that there's an increased risk of malignancy over their lifetimes when young people get scanned because CT scanners are more powerful than many people think.
The head CT is typically about 100-fold greater in radiation exposure than your typical plain X-ray.
She says doctors need to factor that in.
Physicians should be aware that patients are increasingly concerned and aware of the potential risks associated with tests such as computed tomography.
Parents, too.
We strongly encourage parents to talk about physicians whenever an imaging test or indeed any test is being discussed. This way, the reason for the test, the information which the doctor hopes to find, can be talked through.
Dr. Buddha says it may often be the case that the need for a more accurate diagnosis outweighs what appears to be the relatively small risk of future health problems. But that is something that needs to be discussed by everybody involved.
It will always be difficult to define exactly what the risk might be with these types of tests, but we should take best practice approach and consider that there may be a small future risk.
The study shows that only about half the parents whose children had head injuries were even aware of potential cancer risks from CT scans. Dr. Buddha says that has to be changed. The key is communication. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy conscious homeowners are discovering high efficiency Lennox gas and wood burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Year Top Notch Automotive. It's half off, $70 for a top service oil change and tire rotation, available now for $35. Brian Yergin prides his auto repair shop on its quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, a top off of all your fluids, and a check of your belts, hoses, tire pressure, and a tire rotation. It's half off from Yergin's Top Notch Automotive. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Another warm one. The chance of rain stands at 30%.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. They survived years of kidnapping and abuse in Cleveland. Three women held at the home of Ariel Castro. Now there's a video out. Survivor Elizabeth Knight.
Thank you for all your prayers.
In that 3.5-minute video released by a PR agency, Knight also thanked people for their donations.
I'm looking forward to my brand new life.
Elizabeth Knight says, I am doing just fine.
I don't want to be consumed by hatred.
Amanda Berry is seen on that video as well.
I want everyone to know how happy I am to be home with my family and my friends.
Survivor Gina DeJesus.
I would say thank you for
for the support.
DeJesus' mother told parents of missing loved ones to reach out for assistance. Count on your neighbors. Lawyers for the women say their clients' privacy has been respected, and they currently do not want to discuss their case with the media. The three women escaped from Ariel Castro's home back in early May. He faces 329 charges and has pleaded not guilty to them. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 30% chance of rain today. Maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Partly sunny, a little bit of sunshine out there today. High today in the upper 80s, so kind of a muggy day. Starting out rather warm this morning, 74 degrees right now. This just in, Chapel Hill police responded to a 911 call early this morning. A man was reportedly stabbed by his brother. Officers responded just before 5 a.m., a little over an hour and a half ago, to the Bolinwood Apartments on Umstead Drive, where the victim was reportedly outside with his wife. Police checked the inside of an apartment unit and captured the suspect. The victim was advised to get stitches, but injuries were not serious enough for him to be transported to UNC hospitals. WCHL will provide more information as it becomes available. Protesters rallied for abortion rights at the 10th Moral Monday yesterday outside the North Carolina General Assembly building in Raleigh. Inside, 64 people were arrested. This coming less than a week after a bill calling for tighter abortion laws pushed through the state Senate in less than 24 hours with little public notice. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there on Monday and has more in this report.
Since the first Moral Monday in late April, more than 700 people have been arrested in the weekly protests against the legislation of the Republican-led General Assembly. This week, many protesters wore pink in honor of women's reproductive rights.
It's really shocking how this General Assembly feels that they can just railroad through bills without any respect for democratic process, without providing people even just the most basic form of notice.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He was one of more than 1,000 who attended the rally. Many protesters were outraged over House Bill 695, which would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. All others would effectively have to close. Inside the State House, Janet Combe, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina, was among those arrested. Combe's colleague, Melissa Reed, spoke to the media before the protest.
These attacks on women's health are dangerous.
That's right.
And they are deeply unpopular. And that's why these politicians continue to try to sneak them in with special sessions, with midnight votes, with hearings without witnesses. And the North Carolina General Assembly has tried to bully, shame, and dismiss North Carolina women and their families this entire session.
Kleinschmidt says he does not support the way in which House Bill 695 was tacked onto another bill and hastily passed in the Senate.
It's just a general outrage for the lack of respect for the citizens of North Carolina and democracy, along with, you know, the whole array of issues.
Christine Lang, a mother from Chatham County, says the bill was the last straw for her.
They slid those abortion restrictions through. It just infuriates me for myself and my daughter.
UNC senior Carrie Hanlon was one of many male students from Chapel Hill who attended the rally in support of women's reproductive rights.
Being a feminist, having a lot of female friends who are very pro-choice like myself and really believe in women's reproductive rights and don't believe it is the job of our legislature to be focusing on this right now when there are bigger issues like the unemployment rate. And that's what's really, really bothering me. That's got me fired up and ready to go right now.
Junior Patrick Mateer came out to his second Moral Monday in support of his friends and his mother, all who could be affected by abortion restrictions.
It's not just a issue that they can support. We can be allies and support each other. And if you think a bill is wrong, even if it doesn't affect you, I feel I should come out and support and try to change the legislative's opinion.
NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced that next Monday's rally will feature all female speakers. Barber also said that on August 28th, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, the NAACP will hold rallies in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Led by Planned Parenthood of North Carolina, protesters will gather once again this morning to rally against the General Assembly's efforts to restrict abortion access. House Bill 695 will be discussed this morning by the House's Health and Human Services Committee and could eventually be up for a vote later in the day when the full House convenes for session. The bill, which was passed by the Senate in less than 24 hours last week, would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. The demonstration called Stand With North Carolina Women, Stop HB 695, is set for 9 a.m. in Halifax Mall, the same location for the Moral Monday protests. Organizers are calling for attendees to wear pink or purple this morning in support of women's reproductive rights. An estimated 600 protesters gathered during the Senate deliberation of the bill last Wednesday, including Chapel Hill Town Council Member Sally Green and many other local residents. Three people added their names to the growing election ballot that will be printed for November to choose 13 officials in Orange County. Another Chapel Hill Town Council hopeful added his name to the list on day two of the local elections filing period, and it's another name that showed previous interest, while another incumbent added his name to the list. Paul Niebe is a real estate broker, a university instructor, and a Juilliard-trained, internationally recognized classical trumpeter. He's lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years and currently serves on the town's Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Board. That term expires June 13th of next year. Niebe applied for the open seat Penny Rich left for the Orange County Board of Commissioners, which was filled by Sally Green, who filed for re-election this past Friday. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison announced yesterday on Facebook that he filed for re-election. His filing was done in Durham County, as he is a resident of the part of the town that is in the county adjacent to Orange. Harrison will seek his fourth term in the council. Four seats are up for grabs in the council in November, as Gene Peace and Lauren Easton are not running for re-election, and current council member Sally Green is seeking re-election along with Harrison. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board Chair Michelle Brownstein, who serves as the board's chair, also filed for re-election on Monday. Brownstein was elected in 2009 for a four-year term. To see a complete list of those who filed, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. As local leaders wait and wait for a final state budget, Chapel Hill Carborough school board members are struggling with how to fill the funding gaps even before they know exactly what those gaps will be. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board came together last night for an unusual Monday meeting to consider a $1.7 million package of possible reductions that could help ease the blow of projected cuts to the state education budget. And while board members agreed that tough choices must be made, the board was split on a plan to cut the number of gifted education specialists down to one at each elementary school. James Etta Bedford said after 4 years of budget cuts, this might be unavoidable.
I'm very reluctant, but I think that I don't know what else to cut, because we have cut athletics, we have cut foreign languages. I don't know what else you would give up.
The plan would reduce the total number of specialists through attrition and reassignment, saving the district $385,000. But nearly a dozen gifted education teachers and parents of gifted children came out to protest the cuts, saying it would jeopardize an already overburdened program. Winnie Morgan has a child in the gifted education program at Morris Grove Elementary.
Without the appropriate channels for their gifts, it's not only possible, but it's likely that many gifted children will become classroom behavior problems.
Board members argued that the size and scope of the gifted program is part of the problem, citing failures to implement new teaching models and inconsistent implementation from school to school. James Barrett said it's clear the current model isn't working.
We have a demonstrated need for better gifted education. What they're doing today is not better gifted education. And so taking the cut, in some ways, is the shock that's needed to improve the process.
Still, some on the board, including Michelle Brownstein, worried that cutting the staff by a third without revamping the program would leave students underserved.
The best we have right now is our gifted education specialist. I do not see how the classroom teacher can meet the needs of all the kids in this classroom without their help.
Adding to the confusion is the ongoing delay in the state legislature, as next year's spending plan is tied up in negotiations about a possible tax system overhaul. Lawmakers passed a continuing resolution last week to keep the government funded through July 31st. The local leaders hope to sign off on a budget before then. Under the Senate's proposal, the district could lose as much as $1.3 million in funding for teaching assistants, while the House plan would cut only about $300,000. If the final budget more closely resembles the House plan, administrators might not need to implement the proposed reductions at all. No votes were taken last night, but the board gave general approval to a series of less controversial cuts, including delaying the addition of a special education classroom and foregoing a one-time bonus to personnel. Members were less certain about a plan to start charging a fee for driver's education, pending more information about a waiver system. The proposed spending cuts will return for a formal vote next Thursday, when school board members say they plan to approve the final budget, even if the state budget is still in limbo. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, Wes Hare has today's commentary. That is right after this.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm Sultan.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Good morning. It's 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It's hard to believe, but almost 1 year ago, the Salam Shalom support group of the Church of Reconciliation brought 100 bus ads to the Chapel Hill bus system, which featured a smiling Palestinian grandfather and a smiling Israeli grandfather and two grandkids. The ad said, "Join with us, build peace with justice and equality within a colorful framework." That was no problem. However, underneath their picture in bold black letters was this phrase, "End U.S. military aid to Israel." First, the bus system said, "No way." Then they said, "Okay." And in early July of 2012, the ads were put in all the buses. Much later, through the fall of 2012, after four packed Chapel Hill town council meetings, lots of anger, arrogance, and accusations, and maybe even some new connections on whether they were an attack on Israel, reminders of the Holocaust, after this kerfuffle, the ads were allowed to stay. Now, next month, the one-year contract will end. Has our community benefited from this year of the ad? The Church of Reconciliation has spent considerable time during this year reflecting whether this ad was worth it. We, like Chapel Hill, when faced with this ad in our face as we ride the bus, realize that the Middle East is under stress and that there is Israeli oppression in Palestine, and now we need to decide what shall we do next as a religious community of faith. We can say forget about it and move on to much more local issues. What say y'all? Is this a forgettable problem, or does it need another step to community sharing? This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM. Chapel Hill Carboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Coach. Now a little Tar Heel trivia.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
P.J. Hairston had quite an ACC tournament last season for the Tar Heels. The then sophomore averaged nearly 21 points per game as Carolina advanced to the championship game before falling in a memorable contest to Miami. Harrison capped his tourney with 28 points in the championship game against the Canes. It was the most points by a Tar Heel in the championship game of the ACC tournament since the 1960s. Do you know who set the record for points in an ACC championship game for the Tar Heels in 1969? You'll find out the answer after this. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your trusted choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
P.J. Hairston poured in 28 points in Carolina's ACC championship game loss to Miami this past season, the most a Tar Heel has scored in the title game since Charlie Scott scored 40 against Duke in the Tar Heels' 85-79 victory over the Blue Devils in 1969. Scott's 40-point outburst is the third highest Tar Heel scoring total in a tournament game. That record belongs to Lenny Rosenbluth, who scored 45 in the 1957 quarterfinals against Clemson.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, coming up next on WCHL, we'll get a take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the Triangle with extra savings. 3 days only, Friday through Sunday, July 19th through 21st at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our Small Business Growth Toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The university stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark, these are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
Coming up for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, good morning, Mr. Northam. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Stutz. I'm doing very well.
Fantastic. You look good.
Thank you.
You look like you feel good.
You're I feel good.
Rolling around like crazy. Just going wild.
Yeah, lots to report this morning. Still some more news coming your way.
Yeah. Well, what's happening with the traffic?
Well, traffic is moving smoothly. That is good news. No real news to report there. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do any method of communication very safely out on the roadways.
And it's always a good idea, whether you're driving or not.
That's right.
You know?
Always a good
communicate
idea.
Communicate safely.
Walking through the hallways, whatever it may be.
Exactly. You never know. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather brought to you by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or go online at southernseason.com. It is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon are high today in the upper 80s. Chance of rain is 30%. That will hold true through tonight as well, with a low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain. High once again in the upper 80s. So not much of a change from one day to the next. Time for celebrity birthdays. WCHL got a bunch of them this morning. Actor, singer Ed Ames is 86 years old today. Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, 81. Actor James Hampton, 77. Actor Brian Dennehy is 75. Actor Richard Roundtree, talking about Shaft, 71 years old today. Author Dean Koontz, 68. Football Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson, 66 years old today. Actor Chris Cooper, 62. Television personality John Tesh, 61. Actor Jimmy Smith, 58 years old. Remember him? Tom Hanks is 57 today. Actress Kelly McGillis, 56. Jim Kerr, lead singer of the group Simple Minds, 54 years old today. And actor David O'Hara, 48 years old today. And Jack White, musician, producer, 38 years old today. Actor, director Fred Savage is 37. Once starred on The Wonder Years, all those years ago. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, and that would include John Sedaris, Griffin Kennedy, Christina Levenville, Richard Fields, Cirillo Moreno, Daryl Sessoms, Kenneth Koppel, Turner Bowman, Pamela Schultz, Susan Schaffer, Kathy Brewer, Matthew Burton, Christina Levenville, Richard Leonard, Regina Boone, and Tara Connolly, who lives in Raleigh, celebrating birthday today. And Tara is our birthday winner from UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard, and Metamont. You get a $10 gift certificate from there, Tara. And hope you celebrate your birthday in a big way today. Happy birthday, Tara Connolly, from the UPS stores at Southern Village. And I'm not Southern Village, Metamont and Fordham Boulevard. And all of us here at WCHL. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger screwed up last week. Didn't have a rock and roll trivia question.
I'm so sorry. I got so caught up into the Gettysburg thing, man.
But you came up with some off the top of your head.
Yeah.
And it was a great question.
Thank you very much.
And I knew the answer. And yeah, a lot of other people did, too. So yeah, what do you got today when you've had time to prepare?
Yeah, we're actually doing something today. It's an actual, it's going to involve rock and roll. Uh-huh. And North Carolina summer spots.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Up at North Carolina's Lake Lure, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey starred in a 1987 movie that created quite a sensation.
I remember it quite well.
Name the title track that went to number one from the movie Dirty Dancing that Ron's about to play.
Yeah.
So you call with either the name of the tune or the two solo artists
who got together
for this duet.
Yeah.
Went to number one.
Yep.
Here we go.
Listen carefully.
All right.
All right. This may be one of the easiest ones we've ever had. The name of the song or the name of the artists.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before.
All right. What do you think? It's a good song, isn't it? I remember that quite well. Really good one from, I started to say the names of the The artist right there. Shouldn't do that. Shouldn't give it away. Call right now.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Yvonne Knutson is Director of Marketing and Community Relations for SCCU Family House. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
In 2007, prior to the house being opened, they were maybe $500,000 away from reaching their goal, and I was approached to see if I would be willing to help with the first fundraising event in the community that was raising the roof for Family House, which was held September of 2007, and we raised almost $400,000.
This all hits close to home for Yvonne Knutson. She has a very personal connection to SCCU Family House.
I, as most of us do, have some experience having someone that's had a major illness and was involved with UNC hospitals while my husband was sick, and saw what a need there is in this community for a place to stay for people who are under care. So that's how I became involved.
And here's how the house works.
SECU gave a $2 million challenge grant to help raise money to open the house. It is a 40-bedroom house for adult critically ill patients and their caregivers or their families while they're being treated at UNC hospitals. So basically everyone that stays here is a referral from UNC hospitals. And we primarily serve cancer patients, transplant patients, burn patients, and major surgeries.
This is not the only work Yvonne Knutson has done for nonprofits in our community.
I've been involved in for 30 years. I've lived here a lot of different things, the school systems, the Public School Foundation, and the American Cancer Society. So it's an important part of my life. And, you know, most of the people in this community are very generous with their time and their money. We're very fortunate to live in this area.
She also spends as much time as she can with her family.
I have three married adult children and seven grandchildren, a huge part of my life that I feel very blessed to have. And one daughter with three kids lives close by, and one in Charlotte and one in D.C., and we're all big Tar Heel fans, so we enjoy sports, spending time together.
Would you like to get involved, perhaps as a volunteer?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned volunteers, because we are largely run by a volunteer program that has over 80 active weekly volunteers here. And if you go to our website, sccufamilyhouse.org, there's opportunities to find out about volunteering. It's a great opportunity for somebody to be involved in, feel like they do something that makes a difference.
She's making a difference for a lot of people. Yvonne Knutson with SCCU Family House. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, pretty darn easy question this morning on WCHL, naming the song.
Well, of course, that is Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes.
Yes.
I've had the time of my life.
As we, what's Fred Blackman doing?
Yeah, Fred Black's looking in the window.
But that's a great song. Yes, it is.
Went all the way to number one.
Yes, it did. Bill Medley, formerly of the Righteous Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Warnes, who was a fine artist in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
It hit number one in late November, early December of 1987. Held on for 1 week until it was toppled.
Yeah.
By Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Yeah. Good song.
Yeah, it was. And then, of course, Lake Lure was the featured set for Dirty Dancing up there near Chimney Rock.
And Scott Jared called in with the answer this morning before anyone else, so Scott gets swapped trivia prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's half off, $70 for a top service oil change and tire rotation, available now for $35. Brian Juergen prides his auto repair shop on its quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, a top off of all your fluids, and a check of your belt, hoses, tire pressure, and a tire rotation. It's half off from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and